Many of us like to reminisce about the way things once were. They do that a bit in White Cloud, Kansas, but one difference is those memories are being brought back to life. I'll tell you how on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When your town is named White Cloud, there is probably an interesting story behind it.
It was named for Chief White Cloud Mahuska.
Born in 1784, White Cloud Mahuska, or the man sometimes referred to as Francis White Cloud, was chief of the Iowa tribe. Lois Elrott is a lifelong resident of this small community on the banks of the Missouri River in the extreme northeast corner of Kansas. Lois and her husband operated one of the key businesses in town. At one time, you could get just about anything you needed at her store.
I was there for 30 years, probably. I had groceries, hardware, automotive, and a restaurant.
Ken McCauley is a longtime resident and farmer in the area. Agriculture remains strong, although times are always changing.
The farming area has stayed pretty much the same. Almost all the grain used to come here, and you'd be lined up all the way up the street with a crane coming to town, and the elevator was pretty new at that time.
Ken is well known in agricultural circles and loves to share stories of his hometown. And he's proud of the work being done along the old Main Street to restore buildings and put businesses back in them.
There's quite a bit of us older guys retiring today, and I'm seeing a better group of younger people coming on. And I think that represents some of the things that are happening here on Main Street. It wasn't one person did it all. There's several, like four different groups of young people taking over that land, and that really makes you feel good about our future as far as farmers go.
And you too can check out the things being done to bring a little town back to life, a town named for the chief of the Iowa tribe. Traveling the countryside in White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.